With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This is a Crowd podcast.
This is Quiz Chat Repeat, the podcast we do five times a week. There's a different subject each day with 12 questions and 15 points. What's not to like? Let's quiz. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver. It's Friday, which means it's specialist subject time. My guest is the comedian Felicity Ward, who I love. And today, our subject is, just for you, 90s music.
Yes! Woo!
Question number one, Felicity. Which country star kicked off the decade with Achy Breaky Heart?
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Didn't he just, though? Didn't Correct. He?
And his daughter is doing very well for herself.
Very proud of her.
And dad made a comeback too.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Yeah.
Correct answer was Billy Ray Cyrus. Question number two. Which Radiohead single was blacklisted by BBC Radio 1 for being too depressing?
I mean, arguably, you could say a lot of Radiohead's earlier stuff is depressing. That's kind of their...
It's their
M.O.,
thing.
You know?
It's the thing.
Their brand. Is it Creep?
It is Creep.
Yeah.
Question number three. Which Spice Girl sang the line, if you want my future... Sorry, I'll sing it. Yeah. If you want my future, forgive my past.
If you want to get with me, better make it fast. That was Baby.
Yeah, who am I? If you're Baby, then who am I in the debut single Wannabe from the Spice Girls?
That's...
If you want my future...
Is that Mel C?
It is Mel
yeah.
C.
You mean the one that can sing?
Now, don't be shy. Anyway, we could...
Do you remember her single with Bryan Adams?
Baby, when you're gone, when you're gone, I feel like I'm in love. It's actually a kind of tune.
It's a massive tune. The only problem is she does like a fifth above harmony
yeah.
the whole song. That's the producer's fault, though, not hers.
Sure, but then the producers always tell Mel C to go there and she doesn't need to live there.
But no one wants to hear anyone living in the one spot the whole song. It's 3 minutes. Mm. You've got to be taken on a journey.
Mm. I'm going to re-listen to that Bryan Adams Mel C hit.
No shame there, mate. It's Friday.
Question number four. Which legendary teen actor known for Sabrina the Teenage Witch and Clarissa Explains It All starred in the music video for Britney Spears' third single, You Drive Me Crazy?
Is her name Sarah Michelle Gellar?
Oh, incorrect. We're looking for Melissa Joan
oh,
Hart.
Oh, yes.
The other one.
The other one.
Question number five. In what year did the following game-changing event in pop occur? The Macarena is unleashed, becoming the best-selling single worldwide of the year.
I'm so sorry for that year. I've got a feeling it's 92.
The Macarena, you think it was unleashed?
Unleashed. That early? I'm trying to think if I was in high school or primary school. Yes, I'm old. I get it. Shut up.
Let's all think, where were we when the Macarena was unleashed?
I think I was in primary school.
I think so too. I'm seeing a kids' disco, not like a high school jam.
Yeah, I don't know if it's 91 or 92. I'm going to say 92.
The correct answer is 93. Question number six. Fatboy Slim completely changed the landscape of house music with his second album, You've Come a Long Way, Baby, in 1998. What single containing the lyric, right about now, the funk soul brother, check it out now, the funk soul brother, was the first single to be released from that album?
Is that the Rockefeller Skank?
It is the Rockefeller Skank. Nice to have you so quickly behind me there.
Did I have the t-shirt? Did I see him in 1998, the big day out? Yeah. Yeah, I did.
You told me. Did you have the t-shirt?
Yeah, I had the brown t-shirt with the number one and I lent it to my best friend because her brother didn't have a t-shirt to wear. She goes, don't worry, I'll get it back to you. And he lost it.
No.
And t-shirts were expensive when you're a teenager. Like I saw him live and got the t-shirt. It wasn't like I bought it in a shop. Mm. I bought it at a festival, you know?
Yeah.
So you know you're paying $10 more.
Yeah, exactly. I was ripped off.
I was ripped off
square.
For that moment, you know?
Question number seven. What was the name of the record label that released solo albums by Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg and Tupac?
Oh my God, this is so embarrassing. Hang on.
It is a bit Felicity. I thought you should know this. Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg and Tupac.
Oh my God. Hang on. I'm just having a full blank. I know it's the two rival record labels, East Coast and West Coast.
Can you remember the names of either of the rivals?
No.
Just know there was some serious rivalry.
There was rivalry.
There really was.
It's not just Murder Records, is it?
Murder, Inc. was Ja Rule.
Yeah, it was Ja Rule.
Which I can't believe I know. We were looking for the correct answer of Death Row Records.
Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah, I know you should be.
I should be, because also Straight Outta Compton should have been nominated for an Oscar. That film is incredible.
Ah.
I mean, they did erase the domestic violence story because that would have ruined their reputation.
Yes.
Murder, fine.
Question number 8. Which 90s US rock band were a favourite of the main characters in the TV series Friends? They even went to a gig in one episode.
I mean, the Rembrandts wrote the theme song.
I know, but no one went to their gig.
No, I was thinking, come on.
Such hardcore mid-90s American, like, just out of college kind of band, not like, that not everyone
like,
loved.
They're not like Hootie and the Blowfish.
It is Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yes!
You just needed to be asked differently.
See?
Correct. God, that is who they are, isn't it?
I only want to be with you.
Oh, yeah. I see. Actually, I do quite like that sort of middle
America. Just stay in the middle of the road, mate.
Stay right there.
Don't challenge me.
That's why they've got great harmonies and melodies.
Yes, on tempo. Only want to be with you.
Oh, that's it. Only want to be with you.
Yeah.
I remember
No one knows any words. I'm going to miss it. Should it be good?
I don't want to freak you out, but you do the most incredible Hootie and the Blowfish impression.
Thank you. Well, I think somewhere deep inside I am a 50-year-old black man from the deep south. I think it's in there somewhere.
Why not? Question number 9. Which pop singer, nicknamed the Songbird Supreme, was declared Artist of the Century by Billboard?
Mariah?
Correct. Oh. There she is.
Whew. What, do I play All I Want for Christmas in June? Yeah, I do. Do I play it when I DJ? Yes, I do. The boys love it. The girls love it.
Okay, these are your final 3 questions and they have multiple correct answers, mm-hmm. Felicity Ward. Do you understand?
Sure.
Question number 10. Pack it up, pack it in, let me begin is the opening line from House of Pain's timeless classic song Jump Around. But for just 1 point, can you recite any other line from the opening verse?
I'm the cream of the crop, I rise to the top.
Oh, is stop that the second it, that one? Second verse.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
I got to plug it in. Let me begin. Something is a sin.
Can you do the bridge?
Oh, I came to get down. I came to get down.
That's right.
Get out of your seat, jump around. Okay.
That's right.
Thanks, mate.
I knew you were there.
I was there.
Correct. We were looking for also, I'll just do the whole verse.
Just do the whole thing.
Pack it up, pack it in, let me begin. I came to win, battle me, that's a sin. I won't ever slack up, punk you, better back up. Try and play the role and yo, the whole crew will act up. I sound like my grandmother.
You sound like me, mate.
Get up, stand up, come on, Simon, throw your hands up.
Get up, stand up, throw your hands up.
Exactly. If you got the feeling, jump across the ceiling. Mug lifts the funk flow, someone's talking junk. No one got that line. Yo, I bust him in the eye and then I'll take the punks home. Feeling funkin' amps in the truck and I got more rhymes. Then there's cops at a Dunkin' Donut shop. Show enough, I got props from the kids on the hill plus my mum and my pops. I came to get down, I came to get down. So jump out your seat and jump around.
I mean, if you'd given me DMX's Party Up, then I would have been.
Then we'd be having a party, for God's sake. Question number 11. For 2 points, Felicity, can you name any 2 films to win Best Original Song at the Oscars in the 90s? There's some absolute classics in this list.
I know there's Disney in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just...
We have 5 Disneys in this list.
5 Disneys. Is A Whole New World from Aladdin in there?
Yes, it is, and it wants to be.
Woo!
Lemon wants to be,
Thank
eh?
you.
Oh, okay. What a tune.
Okay. I don't know if Colours of the Wind from Pocahontas was...
Do you know what, Felicity? It's there.
Ah!
It is there. That's 2 points for you.
Can I see if I can get the other Disneys?
Yeah, go on. That'd be great.
Beauty and the Beast, is that in there?
Big time.
Okay.
Beauty and the Beast.
Tale as old as time. Do, do, do,
do, do, do. The reason Felicity's singing so beautifully now is because we're looking for any 2 films to win Best Original Song at the Oscars in the 90s for 2 points. And there are 5 Disney answers, which you, Felicity, now have 3 correctly answered of.
Circle of Life from The Lion King.
You know what? It is a Lion King, but it's not Circle of Life.
Oh.
Which
is it Hakuna Matata?
It's not. No. It's the other one. Elton.
Oh, I just can't wait to be king?
Go on. That's not winning.
That's
best song at the Oscars.
Excuse me. Every song on that soundtrack is a classic.
Banging, right? So why can you not remember the romantic one towards the end? It's weird because the lions almost have a bit of a sex scene. I always found it a bit intense.
Yucky. I was a baby. That was yucky.
I was like, all right, Nala.
All right, yeah. All right, Nala. Just go and rub up against a tree or something, okay? Put your scent somewhere else.
Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Of course,
Can You Feel... we've got some others in here that weren't from Disney films. Dick Tracy, Sooner or Later by Madonna.
Yeah, right. Had the album.
Really?
I did.
I bet it's good, actually.
It's too sexy for an 11-year-old. I'll tell you that for free.
Philadelphia, Streets of Philadelphia by Bruce Springsteen.
Also had that soundtrack.
Oh, my God. This is your time, yeah. Isn't it? Titanic, My Heart Will Go On.
Don't care that I got that one wrong. Don't care.
Evita, You Must Love Me by Madonna.
Huh.
And, oh, bless them. Tarzan, You'll Be in My Heart.
Phew.
Oh, and The Prince of Egypt, When You Believe by Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston. What a tune.
Is that from The Prince of Egypt?
Yes.
I did not see Prince of Egypt.
I know. It was such a huge moment of these two behemoths of like 90s soul coming together, and they were like on the back of The Prince of Egypt soundtrack.
Prince of Egypt?
No one.
No one saw it.
Felicity, you're doing so well. You have 9 points.
Oh, God. Thank goodness.
Yeah, right?
What a way to round out the week.
This is your final question. Shania Twain. It's about Shania Twain.
Yes, I'm listening.
Shania Twain's Come On Over was the biggest selling album in the UK of any solo artist in that decade. For 3 points, can you name any 3 of the 12 singles released from Come On Over? Not even album tracks. She released 12 singles.
Jesus. Still the One.
Absolute tune. Correct.
Or what about, man, I feel like a woman.
Correct.
I do not like that song.
Dun.
Me neither, but it's catchy.
That is 2 out of a possible 12.
Okay.
Do we see how far we can go with your Shania Twain knowledge?
Oh, no, it's not going much further than 2, I think. We'll be lucky to get to 3. All right, come on, Felicity. Hang on. Don't get me wrong. That won't get me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Well, you got the look, brains, but have you got the touch? Now, don't get me wrong.
I'm thinking it's all right. Yeah, maybe I do like Shania Twain.
Yeah. Maybe you're just being a bit ignorant, actually, Nikita.
We have a lot of other answers in here, but you got 3.
Yes.
You got your 3 final points. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Shania Twain songs that we didn't get. Love Gets Me Every Time. You may have got these at home. Don't Be Stupid. You Know I Love You.
Rude.
From This Moment On. And then there's When. Honey, I'm Home. You've Got Away. Come On Over. Rock This Country. I think we both never need to hear that, let's be honest.
No.
And I'm Holding On to Love to Save My Life.
That sounds codependent.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, Shania, get a bit of independence. Felicity, you scored on our random Friday 12 points.
Oh, my gosh.
We need to talk about this.
What a comeback.
Let's talk about Felicity Ward's quiz chat repeat comeback after this break.
My journey. My quiz journey.
Journey.
Hello. Hello there. What voice do you want me to do? We will do a little bit. I'll just do my voice.
Do your voice.
Yeah, thanks. Hello. I'm Joe Marler. People think I hate people, but I don't. I actually love interaction with people. I love finding out what jobs they do and whether I could do what they do. The Joe Marler Show.
Joe Marler Show.
With new episodes every Wednesday. Search for The Joe Marler Show in your podcast app.
Felicity Ward, I want to talk about your points because you did so well in that quiz. I'm really genuinely proud of you.
Thank you so much. I think it's because I'm so passionate and I want to win so badly. It's painful for you. It's painful for me. It's definitely painful for the listeners.
Yeah.
Or did I a rope-a-dope? Did I do the James Brown? You know,
it's a rope-a-dope.
A rope-a-dope is when in boxing when you take as many punches as you can,
and then you just sock them.
Yeah, it's more about you can take a lot of punches than you're a good fighter. You exhaust the other player.
Wow, I've seen it done and I didn't know it was called a rope-a-dope.
I think it's called a rope-a-dope. Imagine if it's not, and I've been telling people for decades. I mean, the confidence with which I said that, I would believe me.
Yeah, I think it's a rope-a-dope.
Yeah.
You and Ali coined the phrase.
Yeah.
You and Mohammed.
Me and my mate.
Do you think that you'll quiz more in life now?
I play Beat the Intro all the time on my smart speaker and I'm really good at greatest hits. Mm. Like I'm really good at it. Yeah, I mean, I love quizzes. I feel like I'm good at them, but I'm not.
No, you are actually. We just have to only be talking about your specialist subject. Mm.
Or my life.
Or your life. It's about you or things you like.
Yeah.
Done. You know what? I actually, with Beat the Intro, I got drunk with a friend once and wrote that. Thought I'd invented that game and
oh,
thought
sure.
I was going to be a millionaire. I was like, this is so good. And people were like, no, people do that.
Yeah.
But I would like to play it officially with you one day.
I will 100% take you up on that challenge.
I'm so happy that the quiz has taken us to a place where we both know now what we both need to learn from each
other
leaving this room.
I don't know what I need to learn from you. You've told me all the things that I've got wrong, so maybe I need to learn to spend less time with you. Maybe that's it.
Deal.
Thanks.
Let's spend less time together.
Hey, let's never do this again.
Let's never see each other again.
You're on.
Felicity, well, thank you so much. You a true, true joy.
Thank you.
Thank you. And that's Quiz Chat Repeat, complete for another week. We'll go again on Monday for another general knowledge round if you missed any episodes this week and you need something to occupy your brain for just 15 minutes. Go back and catch up while feeding the cats, getting dressed, or just having a rest. Feel free to spend your entire weekend with us and we'll be back on Monday.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.